Hi, it's Vince Welch from NASCAR on Fox, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane on WGN.
I like to dream. Right,
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio, and so many cars on the road and so many cars on the track coming up this weekend. This is championship weekend down at Miami Homestead Speedway. Honored to have on the line with us one of our favorite voices of motorsports. He's the lead announcer for the Camping World Truck Series for NASCAR and part of the awesome team at NASCAR on Fox, the one and only Vince Welch. Vince, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Great to be with you, and a big weekend indeed. It's an exciting time in South Florida, that's for sure.
Oh, you know, and it is as advertised in so many different ways, especially on the Cup side of things. You know, in the beginning, and I think you and I talked when we were here at Chicagoland, and you talk about the Big Three, and you talk about kind of the predictable team photo for that Championship Four, and, you know, you could have predicted in the beginning, and you'd look here and think nothing happened in the middle. Well, that isn't the case. I mean, there were so many things that could have happened to kind of change what that scenario is, but here we are, and all those storylines are in play for what is going to shape up to be an exciting Sunday.
Well, I think you've got the best four. You know, I really do. I think the four that are, you know, challenging one another for the championship with, you know, Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch and you know, Martin Truex Jr. obviously and Joey Logano. I think they are the best four, and I think it's the best four we've had competing for the championship ever under this format. And, you know, you can say what you will about the format. You know, they changed the format to put it a little more in line with the other sports. You know, we see, you know, a few years back, the New England Patriots went undefeated in the regular season, but they didn't win the Super Bowl, you know, and it came down to that very last game. And that's what's happening here in, you know, Homestead, Miami on Sunday. It's going to come down to the very last race. And it's one of those four guys is going to win the championship. And I think they're going to have to win the race to win the championship. And I think it's the best four that we've had all season, you know, long. They've proven themselves. They've proven that they are worthy of the opportunity. And I can't wait to see how it shakes out.
Yeah. And you mentioned this is maybe the best collection of it. And it really is. I mean, these guys have been consistently good and better, heads and shoulders better than the rest of the competition in a lot of different ways. But it was touch and go at the end as to how this kind of thing would shake out. I know, just like the NFL, and you brought it up, Vince, you know, you're trying to develop some kind of parity. The last thing we want to do, and we remember those years back where there's 5-6 races left and you pretty much knew already who was going to win. It was just kind of an exercise to go through those last races. So they have definitely tweaked it. Do you think it's a little too close now, right? Because you could have, with racing, you know, you can't really build up a lead at the end. You know, you could have had somebody wreck out in Phoenix and it could have changed the entire thing.
You know, I think you can, no matter what the format would happen to be, you know, even if you go back to the old format where it's just accumulation of points and whoever has the most points at the end, and, you know, like you said, you could be a couple of races from the end of the season and you'd already know who the champion is. And, you know, that takes away the shine off those last couple of races, you know, if you already know who the champion is. You know, I think you could pick out the pros and cons for any format. You know, I think you could do the same with this format. But I think the one thing you cannot deny is the drama that has come along with this format. It went right down to the very last lap last week at Phoenix. And I think it'll come down to the very last lap at Homestead. And to me, you know, you want the World Series to come down to, you know, two outs in the bottom of the ninth in a close game, and that one batter that's at the plate, they're going to, you know, win it or not get the job done, and that team loses. And it's the same with, you know, an NFL game. You want it to come down to the fourth and goal at the one, and for the Super Bowl, and the NBA Finals, you want, you know, tied with 3 seconds left on the clock. I mean, that's what we want, I think, as a sports fan. And I think that's what this format gives you as a race fan. And I like it. I do. I think that, again, I think, you know, and I'm old school in a lot of ways, but I like this format. I think it's interesting. I think it adds excitement and drama to the races leading up to the championship race. And I don't think you can question the intensity, the pressure, the tension that comes with it. And if you follow the racing or you're as close to it as I am, and you're in the garages and you feel the tension amongst the competitors. And I think that's what it's all about. And I think it has a real championship feel and a real championship vibe. And that's what we're going to get, Sunday.
Yeah, really, you couldn't have drawn a better picture for it. You mentioned this may be the best collection competing for a championship on the final date. And I think at the end, when the smoke clears, we're going to have, you're looking at Harvick, Truex, Kyle Busch. These are guys who've all won championships. I think that they're going to kind of put themselves into that, maybe, some of the great ones of all time category. And for Joey Logano, a guy that hasn't, he's finished second, I think, in 2016, but he hasn't won one. He'll finally have the resume to match the rhetoric, and the personality. So what do you see happening, as far as that goes? Do you have a prediction? I know it's going to be great no matter what happens. I almost don't care. I was so pulling kind of, in an objective journalistic way for Martin Truex, just because of all of the compelling storylines. For this one, it's just going to be just fun to watch.
Well, I think that you could choose any of the four and come up with why they are, why they are the best or why they are the favorite. Harvick, I think it's hard to ignore Harvick and Kyle Busch and the fact that they've won eight times this season each. And, that's twice as many as Truex has won. Logano's only won twice this season. So I think it's impossible to ignore, Harvick and Kyle. Harvick's had the speed all year long. Kyle just is so talented, and that team seems to make fewer mistakes. But Truex has had terrific speed too, and really probably should have won more than the four races that he did win. Remember, he won this race in the championship last year. So we know he's certainly capable of getting it done, and they as a team are capable of getting it done. And, I think Logano has come on strong, and so many of these races are won on pit lane, either not making a mistake or getting your team out ahead of, the other team or the other competitor. And I think I think Logano's probably got the best pit crew of the four. So I think that each team has something that makes them arguably a favorite. They've all won the championship before except for Logano. So obviously it would be huge for him to finally get that championship. And I think he's championship worthy, whether he gets it this year or some other year down the road. I think he will. But I like that, when you look statistically, I think they're the top four in average finish this season. Yeah. They're the top four in most top fives this season. And there's just no real weakness among the four championship contenders. And I think that's why I said I think it's the best representation of the final four that we've ever had. So, it's so hard to pick a favorite, but, I think it's impossible to ignore those eight wins that Harvick and Kyle Busch have put on the board this year.
Letting the listeners know, we're talking with NASCAR on Fox's Vince Welch. He is the voice of the Camping World Truck Series for NASCAR. And when it comes to personalities there, here's the thing of the four, is you look at those great rivalries. And I think, anybody, and Kyle Busch is a rivalry, and you got Harvick as fiery as well. I wanted to get your thoughts on one of the greatest rivalries of all time. Every time we talk to people, whether it's greats in the sports on the driving side or broadcasters like yourself, they say personalities are so important. David Pearson, we lost him this last week. He is, one of the greatest drivers of all time. I don't know, even though 105 wins, I mean, how can you even compare to that? But without Richard Petty, who knows how many he wins. Your thoughts on the passing of Pearson?
Well, a legend, obviously a Hall of Famer, certainly one of those that, one of the building blocks of the sport. When you talk about what David Pearson meant to NASCAR, you could roll out the compliments all day long and still maybe not capture it. He was, as you said, 105 wins. Most of the years that he ran in NASCAR, he didn't even run full time. Which is, unbelievable. And that gives you an indication of how different the sport was then compared to what it is now. But when he did run full time, I mean, he was among the best and was among the best ever. We could run this sport for 100 years of competition, and you would still go back to David Pearson as being one of the best ever. And certainly from a personality standpoint, from a talent standpoint, and historical and his contribution to the sport, a huge loss. But I think everyone will remember him fondly, fiery, just the way you'd want him, you know, talented. And I think we have some of those personalities in this sport. You know, you mentioned you mentioned Harvick and Kyle Busch, and their personalities seem to be out there a little bit more as compared to a Logano or a Truex. But I guarantee you that Truex and Logano have the fight within them, just like Kyle and Kevin do. So I think that's what makes a great racer, not necessarily what you see on the outside, but what they bring from the inside when they're behind that wheel or they have that wheel in their hands. And no question, David Pearson is one of the best ever at that. And I think these four guys that are racing on Sunday for the championship, you know, could very well go down in that category as well, you know, when we're talking about their careers 20 years down the road.
Well, when it comes to trying to make it exciting and make it relevant, they have done it. It is going to be on Sunday, you know, every single move from as soon as, you know, they get that green flag, you know, every pit stop, every tire change, every adjustment is going to be questioned, right? Because it's just kind of like playoff baseball. Everything matters and kind of plays into it. It is going to be something I know must watch for all of our fans here, and excited to have you be able to jump on and share your thoughts and insights with it as well, Vince. So as we let you go, if you want to share, you know, ways that kind of fans, certainly the Camping World Truck Series fans, can keep up with you social media wise. I know you're prolific on there, always sharing kind of your thoughts. Where can they go?
Yeah, Twitter is at Vince Welch, and on Instagram as well. Those are the two. Primarily Twitter is the way I interact in general with the fans, and kind of give it a little bit more attention, certainly on race weekends. So that's the route to go, and always enjoy hearing from the fans and hearing their opinions. And it's been fun, you know, with the Truck Series. This season was such an exciting season. Xfinity so exciting, and the Cup race tomorrow I know is going to be equally exciting, and just it's the culmination of our season, in a sense that, you know, from we've been doing this since the middle of February, and these teams work so hard, and not just the teams that you see on the racetracks, but the teams, whether it's television or the radio group covering it, the people in the print business. It really is a sport that if you're going to cover it the right way, you've got to be incredibly dedicated to do it. And I know that everyone's looking forward to the culmination of it, so they can all take a break, but at the same time looking forward to the culmination of it, because it's a celebration of everything that's led up to it. And I don't think it'll disappoint.
Oh, it's worth all of the effort. It is coming down to it, and it's going to happen in the right way, too. We're going to be excited to see how it all shakes out. Vince, thanks so much for what you're doing. We'll let you get back at it, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Always a pleasure, Dane. Take care.